Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a very special guest on the show. Kelly, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, we're very excited to have you on the show. We're very excited to get to know more about you, of course. And we really appreciate the time. I know you have a lot of places to be. You gave us your time here today. We really appreciate that. So to start things off then, how long have you been with CyberBacker, Kelly?
Ooh, okay. I'm not positive. I believe I had my first CyberBacker towards the end of 2020. So it's been a pretty recent partnership for me in terms of my career with Keller Williams.
Wow. Gosh. But still, a lot of years now with CyberBacker. Was this your first time working with someone virtual?
I believe so. Yeah. I'm trying to think back to any time in the past and No, I think this was it.
First go with it then. So what was your situation like before you chose to hire virtually?
Right. And I'll be honest, God love Jason Abrams, because it wasn't my idea. It was, again, everybody can picture themselves where they were at the end of 2020. Mm-hmm. It was still work, 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 work. We didn't really have much of personal lives at that point, right? And in addition to my regular job, we were launching a huge program for the first time, and I was project managing that. And Jason made some comment. He's like, I'm just curious, how much are you working right now? I was like, about 70 or 80 hours a week, because it was a lot. And he was like, that's not okay. Like, what is it? And he had me write down the list of all the things that I was doing that were taking up my time each week. And he's like, okay, now which of this could be done by somebody else? What has to be done by you and what doesn't have to be done by you? And about half of it didn't have to be done by me. And he said, fantastic. We're getting you a CyberBacker. We're sending the email today. You're getting one. And I was like, this is crazy. There's no way that a virtual is going to be able to do what I need them to do, and how wrong I was and how glad I am that Jason made me do that.
Gosh, so that was the first time then of you learning or hearing about virtual leverage. Is that right?
Well, no, I definitely knew that it existed. I had never occurred to me for myself. So I'm the person who, way back when we were doing investigations into CyberBacker specifically and how they were supporting the team leader role, I'm the one who went through all of the data and discovered that they were an amplifier, right? That for people who are already above a certain benchmark, a CyberBacker is going to just push them over the edge. Like, they're absolutely phenomenal, and it just bumps their production and their productivity really just up and like, I think it was like quadrupled or something. So I knew that existed from a real estate agent perspective. I knew that existed from a team leader perspective, but it just never occurred to me that it was something that could benefit my life and my role. And shame on me for not taking that step.
Now, question about that then. What's been the impact then so far of in your life, in your professional life too?
Virtual okay. Leverage. Well, instantly, I started having more time, right? I went from working 78 hours a week to working 45 or 50, right? It allowed me to focus on the things that were more exciting and more important to me, and really pushing the needle through with us. Gosh, I'm just trying to think of all the different projects. So I guess I should also say that since 2020, when I hired Diade, who's phenomenal and is still with me, I now have 16 CyberBackers supporting my team. So they don't all report directly to me. Some of them I have reporting to people who report to me. But across my team, we've got 16. We would not be able to do what we do without them.
Gosh, 16 CyberBackers.
Yeah, and especially not at the cost point.
Already a lot of support, also a lot of growth between you from the first CyberBacker that you had, Diade, right? So how long have you been working with Diade as of today?
Since 2020, so 2023, 3.5 years at this point, I think.
Already built a strong partnership right there. Now,
she's fabulous, yeah.
Now, I'm quite curious because a lot of our listeners may have yet to learn more about what a CyberBacker can do for their business. But can you share what one can do for them and their business, you think?
Oh, my God. I mean, honestly, do the same project that I did that Jason had me do, which is write down the things that you're doing, right? The things that you're doing in a day, in a week, and in a month. because those can vary, right? Some tasks are monthly tasks, others are daily tasks. Are you checking emails? Are you clearing out, making sure if you're a real estate agent or a team leader who is actively getting leads, do you have somebody alerting you when there's something urgent there? Do you have somebody who's working on the back end for 36 touch campaigns? For more of like our operational minded individuals, for me, they are a massive leverage when it comes to reporting. So they can spend the hours and hours and hours getting me all the data I need from, you know, 17 different sources so that I can then spend my time analyzing it, finding insights, and then creating strategies for growth, right? So it's the things that I still have to be the person who's analyzing the data, right? Mm-hmm. Who's looking for how we're going to change and make changes in our business structures. Yeah. But I do not have to be the person spending literally in some cases, hundreds of hours pulling data from, oh gosh, we have data up the wazoo basically. But right, it can be a massive undertaking that I just couldn't do on my own without them. So back to people, just go through your list to find out, is it something that has to be done by you? Or is it something that just has to be done? And if it's not in your genius zone, how can you help somebody level up so that they can at least reach a level of competence so that it's being done correctly and it doesn't require oversight on your part?
That's a good suggestion. That's an excellent suggestion there, actually. Just list those things down that you think someone else can do so that you can focus on the other things that matter to the business most, right?
And a little bit more specifically, write down everything you do. Because you're going to, like in my head, I'm like, there's no way that somebody could check my emails for me because they wouldn't have the context of what's important and what is. Well, actually, yes, they could. And so while I might not put that on my list, if I'm only thinking what could a VA do for me, mm-hmm. I'm saying write down everything on your list. And I know that Cyberbacker has, we all have sent you like, hey, here's tasks that we do. Can a Cyberbacker help us with any of them? And I was very surprised with how much you can support.
Yes, absolutely. Anything that they can do in front of a computer for you, a Cyberbacker can absolutely do that. So how did your Cyberbacker journey start, though? I mean, working with the Cyberbacker, how were the interviews? How did you know that the audience was the person for you? Things like that.
Yeah. I love the fact that Cyberbacker uses the same recruiting process that Keller Williams uses, right? So it's leverage series. So you all did a lot of the background, the first level, the second round interviews. And so you just get them to me basically at a batch where I can do a couple of quick minutes with 7 or 8 different individuals, come back and say, okay, these two I want to go more in depth with, or none of them, send me the next batch. And so you really were able to streamline that process for me from when I think of how much time and effort I put into doing a hire. You all also leveraged a lot of that for me too. With Diade, it was just where instantly I was like, oh, she looks at things, I think, from a similar perspective to me. And so when I'm asking for something, especially we've been working together for so long, at this point, I can give her very little information and she runs with it and makes it even better than I could have thought. At the beginning, there was definitely more. And then we met and you all trained her for 2 weeks on Keller Williams, on command, got her up and running on the basics. Yeah. So that by the time she started working with me, our first day, we were able to just say, hey, I'm basically just going to be on Zoom all day long. Here's all the links to my different calls. Here's the link to me that I'm just going to do while I'm working. And she could join those and just watch how I worked, watch how I functioned. She also then started creating, right, our SOPs for the work that I was doing because I didn't have time to create those in the moment. Right. So she basically just worked side by side with me for a week. And then at that point, ran with it. It was wonderful.
Gosh, the way you talk about her, your first Cyberbacker, I mean, this goes to show how strong of a partnership you've already created. Now, in a partnership like that, what pieces of advice would you be able to give other business owners when it comes to choosing the right Cyberbacker for them?
I mean, I think that would be the same advice for hiring any person to your team. Do they share the core values that you want them to, right? Where, because in my head, we can teach skills, right? We can't teach attitude. So I look for the same things in a VA that I would look for when I'm hiring a front desk or an agent services or an agent, right? Do they share my values and do they have the right attitude and do they have an aptitude where I can teach them the skills that they're going to need?
Absolutely true. No difference actually when you're partnering with a Cyberbacker or when you're hiring someone in person. But how do you go from there? How do you go from there though to having the kind of partnership that you now have with your Cyberbackers at the helm? How do you start that?
I mean, part of it, it's just a business relationship like any other, right? So it will grow over time. I certainly don't have that same level of relationship with all of our Cyberbackers simply because we've added them to different different over time. Some of them I've worked with very little because they're directly supporting other people on my team. Yeah, I think it's just time, and then making sure that they know that you're an open space, and that you're a space where they can come to. When people don't ask me questions, it freaks me out. And so I make sure that's clear, like, hey, do not hesitate to ask me questions. If something doesn't make sense, reach out immediately, ask me questions. They all have my cell phone number, because I know, especially at this point, if any of them have an issue, I'm checking emails a couple times a day. I'm checking Slack a couple times a day, but I always have my Apple Watch on. So if somebody texts me, if they're like, this is urgent, I can look at it and be like, oh my gosh, I need to get off of my call as soon as possible, or I need to stop what I'm doing and reach back out to them. I would much prefer that. And so I was clear with that of what my preferences are, right? Where some other people might say, if you can't figure something out, like spend 15 minutes on it, and after 15 minutes, reach out, or, you know, do X, Y, and Z. So just being clear on expectations, like you would, again, with any business partner.
Absolutely agree with you there. I think really communication too goes a long way. Again, just addressing that during the beginning, just setting that up. For example, how you would like to communicate, is it through text, through email, through video call? I think that needs to be established during the beginning of the partnership too, right?
Agreed. Yeah.
Yes. Now, how important is that? Communication between you and your cyberbacker.
I mean, it's essential. I don't think you could overstate how important communication is.
Absolutely agree with you there. Now, one last question. While I still have you here, I know you've been with cyberbacker for a while now. So what is the single most important benefit you get from this virtual partnership above all else, you think?
The number one would just be the leverage, right? And that would come from any business partner. That I would add to my team. I am able to do things today, and we at KWRI are able to do things today because of these business partnerships that we have formed with our cyber backers. I kind of joke that my business is held together, you know, with duct tape, bubble gum, and cyber backers. It's like, you know, it's one of the core things that are holding us together. We do what we do because we have the support of cyber backers.
Gosh, you've already created a lot of great relationships, a lot of great business partnerships with your cyber backers at the helm. So before we go today, we're here in the podcast, we're very big when it comes to shout outs and, of course, the relationship that you have with your cyber backers. So before we go, would you want to send them a quick message before we go today?
Absolutely. So I didn't want to forget anybody. So I just want to thank every single person on the team. So that is Lee, Angelica, Carlia, Diade, Flory, Francisco, Glennifer, John, JC, Rhea, Mimi, Ivan, Nico, Kwaneth, Roman, and Shira. Thank you all so much. Appreciate every single day what you're doing for us.
Gosh, Freddie, quite a list of great cyber backers right there. We're very excited to see more from these partnerships. And again, Kelly, thank you very much for being on the show. I had fun talking to you today.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.